This is Senator Al Simpson. In the African country of Angola, the engines and forces of freedom deserve our support. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Since 1975, Jonas Savimbi has led the major opposition to the Marxist regime in Angola. The fighters for freedom there now hold about one-third of the country. This has all occurred with a minimum amount of financial assistance from the United States. Among the African nations, only South Africa has had the strength and courage to stand up to the Soviet and Cuban-backed government. Savimbi has actually spent most of his life fighting colonialism and communism in his native country. In the United States, self-righteous observers condemn Savimbi's acceptance of South African aid. That's wrong. Their fight for freedom has nothing at all to do with apartheid. They're black, too. You can admit that, can't you, Ted? Ted?
Al, you're an old war horse who never met a civil war you didn't like. For years you pressed for military aid to the Contras in Nicaragua, even though that flawed policy brought only wider war to Central America. The U.S. abdicated its responsibility for peace. When President Arias of Costa Rica finally showed the administration that negotiations were the answer, Congress shut off Contra aid. But it's hard for you right-wing dogs to learn new tricks, Al. You want to pump millions of dollars in military aid into civil war in Africa. Contra aid won't work any better in Angola than it did in Nicaragua. Your latest clients are no freedom fighters. They're puppets of apartheid. They have no credibility in Africa, and they don't deserve a dime of U.S. aid. Negotiations to end the fighting in Angola are in full swing, Al. They have the blessing of both the Soviet Union and the Reagan administration. And Al Simpson wants wider war? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.